Hello everyone, this is Rod, and it is that time of year again. It is October. The sweet smell of dead leaves are in the air, pumpkins are everywhere, and Halloween is on its way. Yes, everyone's thoughts turn to the obvious things. Scary movies, creepy costumes, candy, and of course, creepiness of every form. From book, to radio show, to music. Of course. Yes, I look around and my neighbors have started decorating their houses with all the usual stuff, you know, plastic skeletons and fake cobwebs and pumpkins, lots of neatly cut jack-o'-lanterns. Some of them keep it simple, some go all out. Some of these are people who usually only decorate their houses twice a year, Halloween and Christmas. But of course, Halloween is the most fun. All the foam gravestones and zombies frozen in the act of coming out of their graves, and witches sitting in rocking chairs on porches, bubbling cauldrons, all that kind of stuff. It's fun to see, and it's also kind of a surprise when you think about how straight-laced most of these folks normally are. It's fun because all kinds of people come out of their little hidey holes at Halloween time and have fun. Fun being scared, fun scaring, and just fun with the season. All the way from our childhoods, man, Halloween remains that one time a year in which all the masks of adulthood can be put away. We're encouraged to take those masks off and replace them with either terrible, horrible visages or wonderful masks of humor or whatever we want to be. It's a lovely time of year. Of course, we also bay at the moon, give out candy, cuddle up on the couch with our nearest and dearest, and watch scary movies. But during this time of year, I also like to settle in and listen to a lot of fun and sometimes scary music. And of course, that's what this, I guess now annual tradition here on the Bloody Pit is all about. So, settle in for this year's version of Halloween Mix, I guess, 2015. Enjoy it, and we will talk to you again later, folks. Have a happy, creepy, and fun Halloween.
Welcome to my home. I've been expecting you. You may wonder how I knew you were coming, but see, sooner or later everyone passes through here. Before we start our show in your theater, the producers and distributors wish to take this opportunity to warn you, the theater audience, in the event all the lights should go out and you see a shadow moving past your seat, under no circumstances attempt to drive it away. Or it may be the person beside you. You may think my warning unnecessary, but in a few moments, I will be a lot safer in here than you will be out there. Sometimes after seeing a show of this type, you find yourself walking home alone in the dark, and you hear strange footsteps behind you. And when you turn around to look, if you dare look, you will see nothing. For behind every locked door, strange things await you. Creatures from the bowels of the earth. Beings too horrible to describe. But most of all, you will feel that cold, wet, clammy hand. See? I told you I would be a lot safer in here than you would be out there. And just think, we have only started.
Now you've heard of the purple people eater, and they sing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too.
On Haunted Hill, where so far the ghosts have murdered only 7 people. So won't you come and make it 8? You'll see human heads without bodies. Mysterious pools of blood dripping from the ceiling. The walls move slowly in against you. Don't try to escape, you can't.
He would kill me if he could.
So far tonight, one of us was almost killed by a falling chandelier. One of us has been driven. Were these accidents? Suicide? And we must stay here for 6 more hours.
Are you ready, dear?
More.
Are you ready, dear?
Yes, damn you.
Pritchard, if you know where she is, you better tell me now.
She's gone. She's gone with them. And there's nothing you can do about it.
The ghosts are waiting, so won't you join me in the house on Haunted Hill? Hurry, or you'll be late for your own funeral.
sacrificial altar. Howling gods, creaking doors, and zombies.
Coming soon to this theater, a ghastly, ghoulish, and totally incredible motion picture. The Werewolf versus the Vampire Woman. Queen of the vampires and Satan's favorite mistress. Werewolves and vampires will reign supreme, and things will happen that have never been seen by human beings. Your blood will boil and your flesh will crawl. No one can escape the vampires, and no one can run from the werewolves. If you can take it, see the most sensational fight to the finish ever filmed. See the Werewolf versus the Vampire Woman.
In the middle of the night when the full moon rides, I got a funny kind of feeling coming in my eyes. Well, my hair get long and my eyes turn blue.
Strange noises coming from a house on the hill. So I crept up to the window and looked over the sill. My heart almost stopped, I nearly died of fright. By the dim candlelight I saw the strangest sight. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop. in and the moon was full. The crazy witch doctor was dancing with a ghoul. The organ was playing, but no one was there. And the headless horseman was combing his hair. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too. Dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. The oil of the vampire was doing the pop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop. Empty house up on the hill. The night I saw the monsters dancing, ooh, what a thrill. The wind did howl, the night was black. I nearly lost my mind, I'm never ever going back. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too. Dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop.
Pushes you closer and closer to your shock limit as Joan Crawford finds menace in every shadow, fear in every footstep. Berserk, the picture that pits steel weapons against steel nerves.
It's becoming a nightmare. I keep wondering and thinking, who's next?
The big question is, can you take it? You see Berserk at your own risk. Berserk in Technicolor.
satanic verse. The Halloween dance versus goodnight nurse. Then you take a ride in the back of a hearse. Hell. Here I go. Satanic verse. The Halloween dance versus goodnight nurse. Then you take a ride in the back of a hearse. Yeah. The Halloween dance. The Halloween dance. The Halloween dance. You're in a trance.
Understand every time I touch her.
And it's like I'm burning in the fires of hell. If I hold it too long, you never can tell what'll happen to me. Want you to see. Look out! Hellraiser, star chaser, trailblazer. Let your bone ring. Out of hell, shaking her, ooh, everyone fell at her feet.
And that's neat, and she took me completely.
Flash of brakes with her ultrasonic eyes, flashing like hysterical danger signs. That's everywhere where you tread, out of your head. Look out! Hellraiser, star chaser, trailblazer.
Yeah, look out! to experience terror. Terror is being alone in a dark house. Terror is being pursued by the devil himself. No one can escape terror. Terror, rated R. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, Friday the 13th. You may only see it once, but that will be enough. Friday the 13th, rated R.
The first strangers ever to see this miracle. A doctor eager for riches, his wife desperate to recover her youth and beauty, their guide. To obtain this knowledge, they had crossed 1,000 miles of jungle, menaced by wild beasts, savage hordes. Now the dread secret of rejuvenation was hers, obtained at a frightful price. But her admirers had better beware, for now she was the Leech Woman.
Get out of here.
What?
Get out! No!
Terry! Terry, what's wrong?
Terry!
the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. I felt a bit surge in my mouth, and froth from it did flow. The lather across my sweated back was white as any snow. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, she used to ride a broom. Now every night she leaves the earth and rides me to the moon. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. There she makes a devil's sign, waves her magic wand. He throws open fire gates and tells her to ride on. Saw the burning brimstone, saw the fire cave. Every soul that burns therein was branded a devil's slave. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. We headed back to earth again, these words I heard her say. Your soul belongs to the devil, man, you can never change your way. Saw the burning brimstone, saw the fiery cave. Know that I'm the devil's wife, and I'll ride you to your grave. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. I felt a bit surge in my mouth, and froth from it did flow. The lather across my sweated back was white as any snow. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, she used to ride a broom. Now every night she leaves the earth and rides me to the moon. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. We headed back to earth again, these words I heard her say. Your soul belongs to the devil, man, you can never change your way. You saw the burning brimstone, saw the fiery cave. You know that I'm the devil's wife, now I'll ride you to your grave. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. Devil's wife, the old mad witch, and she's a-riding me. We'll be right back.
The Chosen is coming. The door to the kingdom of hell has been opened. The Chosen will come among us. The world will lose its mind.
From your seed comes evil.
Kirk Douglas, Simon Ward. The Chosen is here. Rated R.
Don't be alarmed, folks. That's only the sound of our giant-sized kernels of popcorn exploding into tasty life. Just look at that. Popped from the finest popcorn anywhere, then heaped into a giant-sized container, salted and seasoned just so. Nothing hits the spot like popcorn. And wouldn't some taste good right now? You'll find it at the Refreshment Center. Crisp, hot, delicious popcorn. Go ahead, get some.
Through my mailbox a letter dropped, an invitation to a rock and roll hop, sent to me by a friend of mine who lives in a castle with Frankenstein. Got to the castle about 7:45, swam the moat and climbed the gate. I knocked on the door and went in the hall where the Monsters Union was having a ball. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band. The band was gray and the floor was wide. Creepy cats rocking side by side. Up one side, down the other. Dracula was dancing with Frankenstein's mother. The joint was jumpy, really moving around. When all of a sudden, I heard a weird sound. Bebop the bam and the bebop the bee. The purple people eater was eating on me. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band. Dinner was served about 9:45. A headless waiter was a bringing it in. I got a funny feeling in the bottom of my tummy. Well, sitting on my right was a big fat mummy. Party was over, time to go. Igor turned the lights down low. They all had a ball, blowing the gaskets. But now it was time, back to the caskets.
Igor, Igor, funny little man, standing there and grinning with a shovel in your hand. Igor, Igor, what's your plan?
Going out tonight and dig a rock and roll man.
Igor, Igor, yeah, yeah. Igor, Igor.
Now listen, you drags, here's my skull and bone pack. There's a mean old monster down from Las Vegas track. He's flipped his lid, hangs in a cave, and sleeps in a coffin near Dracula's grave. He's mean, ornery, mad and rough, always misbehaves and dips chocolate snuff. Don't meddle with this scuzzy dude, forget it. Just hop in your Woody and split, man, split it.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dick, man, let's take him on a trip.
So my fellows, grab your chain. We'll swing that monster down Hollywood Lane.
This wolfman takes his bath inside a grave over Zombie Hill, always making for the kill. For a weekend blast, this cat's the worst, racing John, Paul, George, and Ringo in his suit at first. But the beast got beat and he howled and cried. So if he says he won, you know he lied.
Yeah!
Now kittens and cats, if you're ever out on Sunset Strip, sidewalk surfing or just taking a trip, souping a Woody or a cute 409, you see a monster only one of a kind. A big fat tummy full of tiger meat, pushing a cement mix and dragging his feet. Don't intervene, don't be no fool. Man, don't carry this beast, blue is cool.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dick, man, let's take him on a trip.
So my fellows, grab your chain. Swing that monster down Hollywood Lane.
He drinks some bombing floats, eats corpse meat, chases chicks, likes blondes, and has big, bad feet. He plays the bongo with a watusi beat and does the jerk and the swim right on the street. Now, Dragster's like, take my advice. Don't dig a show, cause it's not worth the price. Don't stop for water, oil, or gas. Keep right on moving, right on past.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dick, man, let's take him on a trip.
So, my fellas, grab your chain. Swing that monster down Hollywood Lane.
Atom Age Vampire. You will flame to the stark ritual of a beautiful girl's last searing dance. As tragedy forever mars her loveliness, leaving her to face a world of terror.
I give you my word that I will restore your face, restore all your beauty.
You will cringe as the demented doctor experiments with a girl's trusting innocence. But to possess the living miracle wrought by his twisted genius, he must forever sacrifice his soul to the cunning gods of evil.
A transplant directly from another human being.
A mad creature born of the atomic age, now shackled to a world of rotting bodies and violent death. A sadist, a criminal, a depraved animal, more ferocious than Jekyll, more monstrous than Frankenstein, more bloody than Dracula.
Fire a volley through the window pane.
You will gasp as lust and madness stalk the dark and screaming night in Atom Age Vampire.
Ba 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 ba.
Ain't nobody in this house but me. I'm watching some old mystery on TV. I wish I had somebody here with me. Sitting here alone is scaring me.
Who that down there? Well, there ain't nobody down here.
Mysteries on TV. All they scared of daylight out of me.
Who's that down there? Well, there ain't nobody down here.
Guess I better go investigate. Swear I heard somebody close that gate. Grab my rusted pistol from the drawer. Gonna find out who came in that door.
Who that down there? Well, I don't know about it, darling.
Whoever is a messing around down there, better hear this one and beware. Cause I'm gonna shoot some bullets through the air, and one of them is about to part your hair.
Oh, I wonder, wonder, I shot down there.
From the crypt. Welcome to the crypt. You are invited on a guided tour of a world of darkness where nightmares become reality. Lives.
You will learn its terrifying secrets. If you dare.
Teacher. Teacher. How to...
Death lives in tales from the crypt.
Who's next? Perhaps you?
Little Go-Go was a cannibal, you know, on the Isle of Bangori. He spent his time searching in the sunshine for people like you and me. Singing bing belly, bing belly, bing belly, bing. I'm gonna find me somebody to eat. A bing belly, bing belly, bing belly, boo. I'm gonna make me some people stew. One day he said, while I'm making his bread, I believe I'm gonna make some soup. He smacked his lips and he turned two flips and went to his people coop. A singing bing belly, bing belly, bing belly, bing. I'm gonna find me somebody to eat. A bing belly, bing belly, bing belly, boo. I'm gonna make me some people stew. Never go to Bangoree, you can take it from me. Go-Go will be after you. Cause I almost got into Go-Go's pot. I was almost people's stew. A singing bing belly, bing belly, bing belly, bing. I'm gonna find me somebody to eat. A bing belly, bing belly, bing belly, boo. I'm gonna make me some people's stew.
When the sky is gray and the moon is hazed, I'll be down to get you. Roots of earth will shake. Sinister purpose, knocking at your door. Come and take my hand. Burn away the goodness, you and I remain.
Did you see the last war? Well, here I am again!
Sinister purpose, knocking on your coffin lid. Come, come and take my hand. The old lady likes me to sing this song to her. I'm her favorite ghoul, you know. All right, my dear, knock, knock, knock on your coffin door. Open up. There you go. Oh, my. What have you done to yourself, my dear? You didn't have to put all that makeup on. I would have recognized you anywhere. It's been a while, my dear. Once a year at Halloween, you know. When the sky is gray and the moon is hazed, I'll be down to get you. Roots of earth will shake. Now move over, my dear. Give me a little room, eh? I can set you free, make you rich and wise. We can live forever
sinister purpose.
Knocking at your door.
Come on, take my hand. Oh, get a little more. More, my dear. We have until the sun comes up, you know. It smells rather weird in here. Is that you or me, my dear? Sinister purpose. Knocking at your door.
When this dead hand moves, the monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria.
It's Elizabeth!
To prey upon the innocence of children. This is the story you've heard about, talked about. The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stuns your emotions. Frankenstein.
Don't touch that!
Sheep, so you'd better bury me deep. Gone and bury me deep. Brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury me deep. Brother, so I won't have too far to go. Well, I lied and I stole and I was cheated too. I've done every evil thing a man can do. A robber and a liar, he can get off cheap. But a killer, good Lord, you got to bury him deep. Bury, bury me deep. Brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury, bury me deep. Brother, so I won't have too far to go. Woman, don't you carry on. Find a good man when I'm gone. Ain't no use for you to wail and weep. We'll buy a black tombstone and bury me deep. Bury, bury me deep. Brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury, bury me deep. Brother, so I won't have too far to go. Stack my bones in a little old heap and dig a big hole and bury me deep. Bury me deep. Bury me deep. Bury me deep. Bury me deep.
Bury me deep.
Bury me deep. Bury me deep. Bury me deep.
They're coming. Humanoids from the deep. A tidal wave of rampaging creatures surges from the dark and violent sea to conquer the earth.
Maybe intelligent enough to perceive man as a competitor.
Why the girls?
It's my theory that these creatures are driven to mate with man now in order to further develop their incredible evolution.
It's enough to scare the hell out of me.
Soon the world will awake to a terrifying riptide of humanoids from the deep.
We think we know where these things come from, but we have no idea how many there are.
The Earth plunges into a battle for the survival of the fittest, where man is the endangered species and woman the ultimate prize. Anywhere you run, any place you hide, any time you stop, they will find you. Doug McClure, Ann Turkel, Vic Morrow.
Before my eyes, the creature stole my surfboard.
Yeah, the creatures stole my surfboard. Yeah, the creatures stole my surfboard. Now the creatures stole my surfboard.
Audience Guide, presented as a public service by this theater's management to help you select your motion picture entertainment? Well, that's what it is. And we urge you to learn these rating symbols and use them as a guide for you and your family. G means suggested for general audiences, all ages. M, suggested for mature audiences, parental discretion advised. R, restricted, persons under 16 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or adult guardian. X, persons under 18 will not be admitted. This seal in advertising indicates that the film was approved under the Motion Picture Code of Self-Regulation.
They come from the bowels of hell, a transformed race of walking dead, zombies guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth. Plan 9 from outer space. Starring the most nightmarish cast ever, Bela Lugosi, the seductive Vampira, and poor Johnson as the Walking Dead.
Turn off your electro gun! No! No! Stop him, Dennis!
I can't get it, it's jammed!
Stop him, you fool!
Bullets bounce off their bodies. Rockets, missiles, jets cannot stop their death ships. What earthly power can stop this terror? For a glimpse of things to come, see this blast of screen suspense. For it could be happening right now. Every drop of blood feels the freezing paralysis of fear, almost stopping your heart, as Edgar Allan Poe unfolds his tales of terror. You will meet the master of the mansion, who loved and protected his wife with the strength of a supernatural love, even beyond life itself.
I am in command here. You will do as I say. I shall take what I desire. Your body and your soul, if I demand it.
I've heard enough. Help! Help!
Then you'll enjoy the Black Cat's sardonically humorous tale. It all started at the Vintner's Convention, where the lover of wine met the professional wine taster and introduced him to his wife, a darling who delighted in dalliance.
What kind of a man are you anyway? Make love to my wife and doesn't even talk to me.
You're insane.
That may be, but very clever.
Help! Help! Help!
In this monstrous mausoleum of the living, you will witness fury far worse than a woman scorned. The fury of a dead woman's jealousy.
Thank you.
woke up in Lonely Town. I opened up my eyes, and much to my surprise, look at this heaven that I found. Don't need to care about tomorrow. Swear and I can stink. There ain't no one to bother me. No, no. Don't need to care about tomorrow. I got no pain, I got no sorrow. I'm the last man on earth, so tell me what it's worth.
Trouble.